Krishna Book, Canto 17, Bana Asura, Chapter 63, Scene 2, Shivajwar versus Narayanajwar. Being greatly harassed by the arrows of Krishna, all the associates of Lord Shiva, the hobgoblins and ghostly bhutas, pretas, and other kshatriyas, left the battlefield. Lord Shiva then took his last resort. Lord Shiva released his greatest death weapon, known as Shivajwar, which destroys by excessive temperature. It is said that at the end of this creation, the sun becomes 12 times more scorching than usual. This 12 times hotter temperature is called Shivajwar. When the Shivajwar personified was released, he had three heads and three legs, and as he came towards Krishna, it appeared that Shivajwar was burning everything into ashes. Shivajwar was so powerful that he made blazing fire appear in all directions, and Krishna observed that Shivajwar was specifically coming towards him. As there is a Shivajwar weapon, there is also a Narayanajwar weapon. Narayanajwar is represented by excessive cold. When there is excessive heat, one can somehow or other tolerate it. But when there is excessive cold, everything collapses. This is actually experienced by a person at the time of death. At the time of death, the whole temperature of the body first of all increases to 107 degrees, and then the whole body collapses and immediately becomes as cold as ice. To counteract the scorching heat of the Shivajwar, there is no other weapon but Narayanajwar. So when Lord Krishna saw that the Shivajwar had been released by Lord Shiva, Krishna had no other recourse than to release Narayanajwar. Lord Sri Krishna is the original Narayana and the controller of the Narayanajwar weapon. When the Narayanajwar was released, there was a great fight between the two jwars. When excessive heat is counteracted by extreme cold, it is natural for the hot temperature to gradually reduce, and this is what occurred in the fight between Shivajwar and Narayanajwar. Gradually, Shivajwar's temperature diminished, and Shivajwar began to cry for help from Lord Shiva. But Lord Shiva was unable to help Shivajwar in the presence of Narayanajwar. Unable to get any help from Lord Shiva, the Shivajwar could understand that he had no means of escape outside surrendering unto Narayan, or Lord Krishna himself. Lord Shiva, the greatest of the demigods, could not help him. What to speak of lesser demigods? And therefore Shivajwar ultimately surrendered unto Krishna, bowing down before him and offering a prayer so that Lord Krishna might be pleased and thus give Shivajwar protection. By this incident of the fight between the ultimate weapons of Lord Shiva and Lord Krishna, it is proved that if Krishna gives someone protection, no one can kill anyone. But if Krishna does not give one any protection, then no one can save that person. Lord Shiva is called Mahadev, greatest of all demigods, although sometimes Lord Brahma is considered the greatest of all demigods because he can create, whereas Lord Shiva can annihilate the creations of Lord Brahma. But both Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva can act only in one capacity. Lord Brahma can create, and Lord Shiva can annihilate, but neither of them can maintain. Lord Vishnu, however, not only maintains, but he creates and annihilates also. Factually, the creation is not effected by Lord Brahma, because Lord Brahma himself is created by Lord Vishnu. And Lord Shiva is created or born of Lord Brahma. Thus, Shivajwar understood that without Krishna or Narayana, no one could help him. He therefore rightly took shelter of Lord Krishna and with folded hands began to pray. Thus ends chapter 63, scene 2, Shivajwar versus Narayanajwar. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti quotes the following description of Shivajwar. Dwarastri Padastri Shira Shadbhujo Navalochana Basma Praharano Raudra Kalantaka Yamopamaha. The terrible Shivajwar had three legs, three heads, six arms, and nine eyes. Showering ashes, he resembled Yamaraj at the time of universal annihilation. As pointed out by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, it is significant that Shivajwar had to leave the side of his master, Lord Shiva, and directly take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna.
Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal, Keshava Madhava Dina Doyal. Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal, Keshava Madhava Dina Doyal. Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal, Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal. Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal, Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal. Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal, Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal. Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal. Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal. Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal. Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal.